Blog Talk Radio.
I could hit that high note at the beginning. See, that's what you tuned in for. All right, maybe another time when we have more than a 15-minute segment, I'll get into all that, because we don't have a lot of time. So I'm turning to the north, to the south, to the west, and to the east, where a friend of mine is out there auditioning right now for a national TV show. As they bring you Night Owls Radio, which is live from New York on a Sunday night. And come on in, my chillers, and be sure to turn out all your lights now, because mine are out. And it's kind of black and dark in here by the light of your little computer. Just a little white light. Just a little white glow of the computer. And I really do host this show live in the dark. Well, come on in, gang, because it's so scary. So scary. And our subject tonight, well, I'm going to get to it in a minute, because it's an unusual one. Because that's what I bring you here on Night Owls Radio since 2008. Podcasting and broadcasting since 2008. I told you that I wanted to do a separate show of Irish music. Haven't had time to do that, you know, to set up another show here on Blog Talk Radio and then give you the link to go to it, because continuing the tradition of Sunday afternoon Irish music that was heard on a radio station, FM, it's now Monday morning, but it's still Sunday somewhere. Yes, it's still the weekend somewhere, just like it says under tonight's episode at blogtalkradio.com, Miss X. Check out MissXRadio.web.com. Check me on Twitter at Night Owler Radio. I think that's the name of it. I think the Twitter account is Night Owler Radio, spelled with two R's. NightOwlerRadio. If you tweet and twit like a little bird, Night Owler Radio, twitter.com. That's the name, Night Owler Radio. Kind of a tongue twister, too. You've all undoubtedly heard now. Oh, you know what? Oh, the dollar, those cheap dollar type places you can go to where you can get things for a dollar have some really good Halloween skeletons. Woo! Which leads me up to my subject for tonight. You know, all of this talk, all of the figuring out of the supernatural and the paranormal, all the discussions of all the Draculas, all the creation of Dracula, all of it is to do with the fact that we all are born to have a finite time on planet Earth, as I am broadcasting live right now all over planet Earth. Thank you to all my listeners. But yet, you heard about near-death experiences. It's called near-death, as in leaving planet Earth. I think those things are occurring both on planet Earth and while you are somewhere else in another realm. We'll just leave it at that. The unknown, the other realm. It might be known to some, and others consider it unknown. How about near-death dreams? Sure, you've heard of near-death experiences, but have you heard of a near-death dream? That is a Miss X invention. I better copyright that. Nobody take my phrase now. I invented it, near-death dreams. You have had these weird dreams. Have you ever had dreams of different ways of your death or different scenes appear through the years in these dreams, of various ways of your impending death? Some of these dreams involve places that I've already been on planet Earth, which makes it even stranger. In this dream, I am me living the experiences that I've had, but I look like somebody else in this dream, so it's like you're seeing through the eyes of somebody else. It's places that you've been, do a lot of traveling, minds get a little bit jumbled up, so you have these dreams of all the places you've traveled. Do you have that? Do you have recurring dreams? Do you have dreams of just where you actually physically feel that it's not a dream, sort of like a near-death experience? You sort of have the physical effects. Not being able to breathe is one of them. Now I know all about the different sleep disorders. That's how science is now dismissing these type of dreams because of you wake up and you're not able to breathe. You're not able to breathe well in the dream because of your having to do with death. And, or at least what we consider, or what we would think of as death, that is happening in these dreams. It's different scenes and just horrible nightmares, really. And you have some of the same physical experiences. What you're seeing, you're not seeing what they see in the so-called near-death experience, but your body is going through the physical, similar physical feelings as people have reported in what is known as near-death experiences. When we have more time on another show, on another segment that is longer than 15 minutes, we'll get into near-death dreams a little bit more as I have some more time to sit around and actually recall some of the details myself of these dreams. But if you have had any type of experience like that, where you think it's sleep apnea or whatever phrase science is putting on it, where you're feeling the very scary feeling of not being able to breathe, I'm mentioning it now, while I'm still here on planet Earth, so that this information can be left for other people. And you could say, oh, she did have a premonition about this, or Miss X did talk about this. All different reasons, or different, I should say, thoughts, theories on why these type of death dreams occur. And, of course, death dream itself. It's a very weird, scary movie from the early 1970s. It goes by different titles. One of the titles is Death Dream. Now, you can sort of semi-turn your lights on. Can I hear you over there? Here's mine. Here's our little click light.
See, did you hear it click?
You can turn it on dim if you have one of those dim settings, because I'm going to let you listen to some Irish music now from the land of Celticism, from the Celtic lands, where many things considered supernatural occur. Especially about the rainbow that I saw at the Irish festival. It was laying on the ground. And actually someone has a photo of it on F-Book. It's not very normal to see a rainbow on the ground. Obviously you see them in the sky. This one was very clear, right above a puddle of water, right in the middle of the Irish music from Ireland. Music that sounds a little something like I'm not sure if this is the fairy Miss X. Bob, you have flitting fairies out there.
I love it. Yes.
I love the music. I hope you do too. I'm going to be bringing you an Irish music show exclusively, hopefully on Sundays here on Blog Talk Radio. But guess who's coming to Cinema Wasteland? The man from She Beast. That's CinemaWasteland.com coming up this October, a few scant days before Miss X's milestone birthday. So, in the words of She Beast that I close every show with, I'll be back. I said, I'll be back. And until then, happy screen. You know how it goes. Great your weekend, which doesn't exist anymore. Happy. Thank you. Halloween. I could post Halloween decorations. And happy screech. And also decorations. Happy screech.
Uh-huh.